you know, people end up watching programs like CSI, and their expectations go up. They think, you know, that systems are so highly developed that they can recognize a person 3,000 feet from the air. And this is why science has to be communicated effectively to the public, because the science education should not be merely conveyed through television shows that may or may not be representative of the state of the art. And by having a forum like this, it allows us to communicate more effectively on what is possible and what is not possible. Sometimes the jury is biased because they perceive science to have advanced to a certain level when it really may not have advanced to that level. And so it is always very important to not only describe the advancements made in science, but also what are the limitations? What is the limitation of this technology? Unless we talk about the positive and negative implications of a technology, we are doing a disservice to the public. And as researchers, very often we would like to only say what the cool things are, you know, what worked. But sometimes it's good to pull back the curtain a little bit and tell the public, well, these are some other techniques that we tried which did not give us good results, because that gives them a holistic perspective of what's going on.